続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問はそれぞれ2度繰り返されます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Welcome to Tony's Burger Shop. Today's special is a cheeseburger with a salad. We also have 6 kinds of ice cream for dessert.
Question: Where is the man talking?
Welcome to Tony's Burger Shop. Today's special is a cheeseburger with a salad. We also have 6 kinds of ice cream for dessert.
Question: Where is the man talking? Number 22.
Last Saturday, I ate dinner with my girlfriend. On Sunday morning, I played soccer with some friends. After lunch, I watched TV.
Question: What did the man do on Saturday?
Last Saturday, I ate dinner with my girlfriend. On Sunday morning, I played soccer with some friends. After lunch,I watched TV.
Question: What did the man do on Saturday?
Number 23.
Tina got some paint and a paintbrush for her birthday. Today, she'll go and buy some nice paper.She's going to paint a picture of her bicycle.
Question: What will Tina buy today?
Tina got some paint and a paintbrush for her birthday. Today, she'll go and buy some nice paper. She's going to paint a picture of her bicycle.
Question: What will Tina buy today?
Number 24.
My family went on a trip to the beach last week. We went by car because we took our dog.
Question: What is the boy talking about?
My family went on a trip to the beach last week. We went by car because we took our dog.
Question: What is the boy talking about?
Number 25.
My family has a beautiful garden. We have many cherry trees and flowers. I like to sit under the trees in spring.
Question: What is the girl talking about?
My family has a beautiful garden. We have many cherry trees and flowers.I like to sit under the trees in spring.
Question: What is the girl talking about? Number 26.
Yesterday, the weather changed many times. It was cloudy in the morning, but sunny in the afternoon.After I returned home at night, it started to rain.
Question: How was the weather yesterday afternoon?
Yesterday, the weather changed many times. It was cloudy in the morning, but sunny in the afternoon. After I returned home at night, it started to rain.
Question. How was the weather yesterday afternoon?
Number 27.
Sarah went to the supermarket yesterday. The fruits looked delicious, so she bought 2 oranges, 3 pineapples, and 5 peaches. Today she'll make a fruit cake.
Question. How many pineapples did Sarah buy yesterday?
Sarah went to the supermarket yesterday. The fruits looked delicious, so she bought 2 oranges, 3 pineapples, and 5 peaches. Today she'll make a fruit cake.
Question. How many pineapples did Sarah buy yesterday?
Number 28.
I lost my keys yesterday. I looked in my bag, but they were not there. I looked for them in my car and at home. I found them at work.
Question. Where were the woman's keys?
I lost my keys yesterday. I looked in my bag, but they were not there. I looked for them in my car and at home. I found them at work.
Question. Where were the woman's keys?
Number 29.
Daniel lives alone. Yesterday, he called his mother many times, but she didn't answer, so he was very worried. Today, he'll call his father and brother to ask about her.
Question. Who did Daniel call yesterday?
Daniel lives alone. Yesterday, he called his mother many times, but she didn't answer, so he was very worried. Today, he'll call his father and brother to ask about her.
Question. Who did Daniel call yesterday?
Number 30.
I'll go to the park next Sunday to play with my dog. There are many places for him to run and have fun, and I'll bring a ball for him.
Question. Why will the man go to the park next Sunday?
I'll go to the park next Sunday to play with my dog. There are many places for him to run and have fun, and I'll bring a ball for him.
Question. Why will the man go to the park next Sunday?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただきありがとうございました。質問がある方は直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。 受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず会場出口まで静かに退出してください。なお、4級受験者および5級受験者の皆さんは、後日受験した級のスピーキングテストをインターネット上で受験することができます。スピーキングテストのご案内は、問題冊子の最後のページに記載してありますので、後ほどご確認ください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。